Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, Ricky, take us away.
Good evening, and welcome, race fans and race world. This is your host, Tricky Rick, along with my counterpart, Nick the Engineer. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing all right, Rick. What about yourself?
I'm making it in this hard world.
I heard that.
Well, today, let me get out my truck. Today, we're going to have a fairly interesting show. Got some a race recap on the weekend, upcoming event. We're going to go to the phone and do it up on the phone, see what everybody has to say. Nick, do you have Jesus, I can't think of the man's name now.
Aaron Robinson?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. My fault. I'm trying to do something at the same time. I got mine blocked there for a second. Yeah, you got Eric Robinson, Mike open?
I don't have him on here right now, but I do have a caller with his hand up.
Okay, well, we're going to take the caller right now with his hand up.
Tricky Ricky.
732-457. The mic is open.
Tricky Ricky, this is Big Raj, man, from the GRF, man. Giving you a shout out, showing a little support, man. What's happening?
Not too much. Roger, what's going on today, sir?
Ain't nothing, man. Just making that money, man, in the grind, you know?
I hear that. Well, man, you're going to have a nice little conversation here in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah? I'm in the hot seat?
So, no, you ain't in the hot seat. At least not with me. So from something I heard that you may be in a hot seat with someone else, but not for me. But
I like being in a hot seat.
I'm sure you can handle it.
Yeah.
But mute your phone for me and hold fast, and I'm sure that you're gonna enjoy it.
Okay.
Along with the other events that's about to take place.
Okay.
I wanted to get Mr. Eric Robinson on, who is the owner of the four-door Cutlass that Willie Dog drives, right away, because he's at the track, or soon to be at the track, and trying to get him on, let him speak on the race that they got going on, so he can get
all right,
on
with him. We have him on the line right now.
Mr. Robinson.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How y'all fellas doing, man? Tricky Ricky, how you doing, bro?
I'm wonderful today. I understand that you have an event going on at the zoo this coming weekend, which is Macon National Dragway.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We're gonna have a festival down there, man. Chaos, man. We got a good grudge race going on, man. I got a lot of my local guys coming down to grudge. A lot of guys just kind of getting into. Man, they're going to be down there. We're throwing a G-body race down there, small block race. And like I told a lot of my local guys who don't go out much, but they plan on coming out Saturday, any other class that they can come up with, I'll sponsor it. Any other thing that they can come up with that they might want to do. As long as the fans get to see some racing, I'm satisfied, Ricky. Whatever side they want. 5'3", 29 inch, 26 inch. It don't matter. Whatever it is, I'm gonna let them decide if they want to come up with another class. We gonna do it. We gonna have some fun. It's gonna be all right, man. I'm getting a lot of feedback from it. Got guys coming from a little bit of everywhere, and I appreciate those guys calling, and I appreciate all y'all guys, man, who let me come on talk about my show. And like I said, I tell the fans and the racers, man, I appreciate everybody that been. This is my first show. So I don't know it all. I'm learning a lot from people like Jay, Ronnie Bryan, who've been supporting me, Bobby Wildchild, Willie Dawg, Car Key. I mean, a bunch of guys, man. So I appreciate them guys' patience. I appreciate them guys helping me out, man. And I'm just looking forward to having a good time, man.
Okay. Well, listen, can you tell me, I see the fly, but a lot of the other guys here don't. You have two events, or two classes, should I say, which you just spoke on, a small block class, and you have a D-body shootout. Can you give us the rundown of both classes that you have?
Okay, with the G-body class, man, I'm going to do a G-body class on 28-inch tires, nitrous only, no wheelie bars, no wheelie bar cars. Don't matter about any type of suspension, any suspension as well. That's what the G-body race is going to be about. With the small block class. Go ahead.
And that's a free entry fee also, correct?
That's a free entry fee. Yes, sir. That's a free entry fee. With the small block class. Because I 2,500, and that may go up depending on it depends on what kind of. I know the G body class gonna be all right because I've been getting a lot of G bodies that've been calling me, so I got a feeling that pot is gonna go up. With the small block class, I got a $2,000 rate. I do have an entry fee, but that's probably gonna be waived. Depends on the participation because it's an 8 class minimum. So I mean, I'm negotiable, and that fee will probably be waived. I'm gonna get with the racers, man. I got the rules set, and I'm gonna go by the rules. But I'm gonna get with the racers before I start the race. And if I got a lot of guys with Chevy Love trucks who rather run the G body class, and if it's all right with them guys, I let them get it. If not, I do a separate class for like a lot of the S10s and the Chevy Love trucks and stuff like that. So I'm basically having a race, man, and I'm gonna try to cater to the races, man. I know I can satisfy everybody already, but
right.
I'm gonna do my best, man. I'm gonna do my best with whatever they like, man. I'm gonna try to make it happen.
All right. So the G body shootout is a 28-inch tire car, any suspension, no wheelie bars, nitrous only.
Right.
So it doesn't matter
exactly.
If you big block or small block, it's just nitrous only.
Exactly.
With a free entry fee with $2,500 to win as of now, which could possibly go up.
Exactly.
And then your nitrous small block class is any vehicle with any suspension, same deal, 28-inch tires, no wheelie bars, with $2,000 to win, with currently a $100 entry fee, which possibly could be waived also.
That's 100% right, Rick. And like I said, if the car count goes up, like in the G-body class, which I think it probably will, then I'm definitely going to I'm gonna make it worth some guys' wild, man. So, you know, because the fans want to see that. So if the car count goes up, I'm going to go up with the money, man. I'm doing it because I want to put on a good show. And I want my first show to be a good show. But at the same time, I realize, man, it's basically for the fans, man, you know. So
right.
I'm going to try to get in whatever it is they want, and hopefully the racers and everything will work with me, man. Like I said, it's my first time, but I figure, you know, I kind of know a little bit about it and a little bit about how I go, and I've been getting a lot of support from a lot of the promoters, man. So I'm going to try to do whatever I got to do, bro.
Okay. Tell us what time does the racing actually kick off, and how much is it for the fans to come in to watch?
All right, we're going to have a $20 spectator fee. The racing going to start around 4 p.m. The gates will be open around 10 because I got a lot of guys that's traveling that want to get there a little early. And from what I understand, I've been getting that call all day. Everybody want to know what time can they get there because everybody want that good parking. Well, I told the guys the gate, you know, somebody be there at 10 o'clock. You know, if y'all want to pull on in early, and I'll get with Jay tomorrow, and somebody possibly could be there a little early before the end because some of the guys are a little late. But it's
right.
Going to be $20 for spectators, man. And, you know, kids, I'm going to let it in free, of course. So, you know, like I say, I'm looking for good support, man. I've been getting some good feedback. And I hope everybody that can make it, I hope they come on out, man. And anything
right,
they need,
like,
go ahead.
Well, it sounds like you got an awesome event getting ready to take place this weekend.
We're gonna kick off that racing, man, that G body race, probably about 6:30, I think. We're gonna try to run the small block class and the G body class somewhere around the same time. And any other class they wanna do, we're gonna try to kick it off about 6:30, man. So I think I'm looking for an awesome event, man. I've been getting a lot of good feedback all week, all last week. But I couldn't do it, man, without, you know, guys like you and guys like Mississippi Joe and Dog and Bobby, like for everybody, man, that support me, man. So I appreciate everybody, man. I appreciate Jay for allowing me to come on and talk about this race. And I'm just looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, you do have some people up here in the Maryland area that are still waiting to get at that photo. So,
hey, that photo, I'm going to tell you right now, man, that photo is in surgery right now. It's in surgery. I've been working on that photo, and everybody tell you, I've been working on the photo since 6 hours after we wrecked that car. I've been working on that, so I promise you that. And once I learned that the car was wasn't hurt real bad as far as the suspension, which we know is the main part.
Uh-huh.
I've been on that portal, man. I mean, I had that thing on the rack, on the chassis rack, and we pulled it 3 or 4 times. But I wanted to be just like the Wolves, you know what I mean? If I can't get that portal the way it was, it ain't doing me no good. Then I plan on getting another four door. But once I learned that four door is okay. I promise you, when they see it again, it's going to be the same photo plus. So whatever them guys want to do in Maryland, I'm coming that way. I'm coming that way. It won't be long. It won't
Look,
be
they waiting I'm on you. I'll tell you that much. They sure is waiting on you. Big George,
man,
I'm coming. I don't know if you were there last, 2010, I think it was. Maybe last
year.
Last year, wasn't it?
Was it last year?
Yeah, last year. I'm sorry, last year. Big George got y'all guys on, I guess what they call the technicality. But, you know, he said a win is a win, so he's
right.
Looking for y'all to do it again.
That's right, and we coming to Maryland. We're gonna be the MR, and looking to go to Virginia also this year. Fayetteville, man. I'm dedicated, man. I like it. The four-door back, it done got to be somewhat of a fan favorite. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, all the people calling me, asking me about it, man. I didn't know the people around Maryland and New York knew the car the way they did, man. Like I say, it makes me feel good knowing that people that know the car and like the car, man. So that's what keeps me doing what I do, bro. And I'll be telling real story.
All right. Well, I have this pleasure of being able to help you get your event off the ground.
Okay.
I know you did tell me that you was pulling up to the track or about to be at the track.
Yeah, I'm about to stand now, man. We got a little racing going over here tonight.
Okay. So, I mean, if you want, if you can, you know, stay on and listen to the show, and if you want,
okay,
you know, time back in.
Okay.
But
I will do, man. I have my mic muted, bro. I have my mic muted.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time for coming on.
Rick, I appreciate you, man. Jay also, man. Thank y'all guys, man.
All right. Listen in. Just mute your phone for me. Okay. Nick, can you get Mr. John Crane on for me?
Yes, sir. Mr. Crane, your mic is open.
Hey, Ricky.
How you doing, sir?
Good. I appreciate you having me on tonight.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. John Crane, one of the owners of the New Capital Raceway. And they have been working on the track for quite a while since they taken the track over. And now they holding some events. And they had the Outlaw Pro Street race there on the 26th, which I was a part of. The track was working really good. Got some good numbers out the track that night. And this weekend coming, Saturday, they are having a Pro Mod event. So we got Mr. John Crane on the line to give the fans a rundown of the event, what's going on, and who possibly may be there. So you have the floor, Mr. Crane.
All right, Ricky, first and foremost, I'd like to say thanks to all the racers that have been supporting Capital and you. We've had BJ and I are just thoroughly impressed with the support we've had since we took over the facility. And as you said, we're putting everything back into it. We're getting the track to hook up well. We're improving the look of the place, the feel of the place. I think the whole atmosphere at Capitol is one of positive thoughts everywhere, and everybody knows that we're doing all we can to make Capitol a very racer-friendly facility that has the priority one on the racer. This weekend, we decided, BJ and I, that we would have a little invitational race for pro mods to come up and just basically what it's called is rip up the track at Capitol. We want to see that the work that we've put into it and our track preparer, Rick, and our crew and everybody, just to see if we are heading in the right direction and giving some high horsepower cars a chance to go at the track. And it is a free invitational to Pro Mods. It's no cost to the drivers or the crew. And BJ and I are putting up the money and basically just saying, come try the track. And we want to get, it's kind of like a test for us and our crew to see if we are moving in the right direction. We want to get feedback from the drivers. We want to get feedback from the fans. We're all prepared to put on a professional show. Our bracket racers are going to be there. We're looking for a big turnout there. And, again, thanks to them, they're supporting us and keeping the show going in the right direction. We're hoping to have over 16 pro mods, so we should have a full field. We're going to have a driver's meeting when they get there to determine. I'm pretty sure that we're going to be running the eighth mile and not the quarter mile. Some of the drivers have indicated they would like to drive the quarter mile during the qualifying, and that's okay. We're going to let that happen. We also are going to have a few extreme pro mod motorcycles there. Casey Stemper's coming up with one of his teammates, and they're going to do a little couple exhibition runs for us. We're looking for a good turnout, and we're just really excited about really debuting the track. BJ and I are thoroughly thrilled that it's an opportunity for people to come from out of state to see the hospitality at Capitol and to just let everybody know that Capitol's there for the racers.
Well, let me say this. If you got a free entry fee for a pro mod race with $4,000 up for grabs, you are paying back throughout the round, but you're paying $250 just for the races to qualify.
Yeah, just for them to qualify at $250, yeah.
Man, if that's going to spike some interest, I don't know what does.
Well, it's just BJ and my way of saying we are a racer-friendly track, and we want racers to know that. We're not going to be able to hold these type of events every weekend or we'll go out of business, but what's a better way to let everybody in the racing family and world know how good a job we've done is to invite some of the fastest cars on the East Coast to go down our track.
Yeah. Right about that. So, now, you're saying you're expecting over 16 cars. What will the field be? Will it be a 16-car field, or is it going to be an 8-car field?
Well, we're going to figure that out when the guys get there and see just how many cars we've got. We're hoping to have a 16-car field. If we have
more...
That'll
give some people something to talk about.
What's that, Ricky?
I said that would give the people something to talk about, 16-car pro mod field.
Yeah, that would be exciting to be on the front page of our website on Sunday morning that we had a 16-car pro mod field at Capitol.
Yeah. So what time does the action kick off Saturday, and what is the fee to get in the track?
It's $20 for a fan, and we'll be opening the gates at 11 o'clock, and we're hoping to have an open test session between 12 and 1. And then we're going to go into the qualifying for our bracket series for Super Pro Modified Street and Bike. And then we're going to let the Pro Mods get their first hit at the track at 3 o'clock. And then we're going to run our second round of qualifying for our bracket series. and then let the pro mods get another hit at the track around 4:30, probably between 4:30 and 5, depending on how it goes. And then we're going to go right into eliminations with our bracket series at 6, and we're going to run the pro mods right after that, and they'll go to their first round of eliminations.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Should be a good day of action right there.
Well, it should be very entertaining for the fans. It should be very exciting for the racers. We're really looking forward to them coming out and supporting our BJ and my efforts. And it's basically a test for the track, a test for the workers. Everybody in our facility is really excited about it, and we're definitely going to put on our A game to show that we are a first-class facility.
Wonderful to hear that. All right, well, I appreciate you getting on here and letting everybody know what's going on. But I also have to touch on something new that you guys are doing. Y'all are open on Wednesday nights now.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, we decided to open up on Wednesday nights, and we're basically calling it Street Night. And it's an opportunity for racers to come off the streets and come to Capitol on a Wednesday night. It's only $20 to race. We encourage grudge racing. Motorcycles are welcome. Cars are welcome. One stipulation is they have to have some kind of muffler. It can't be open exhaust because of our permit. We're trying to be friendly with the community. You know, we're new members of that community, and we're kind of just gracefully putting ourselves into that arena, and we want to make sure that the community embraces us. So we didn't want to start our Wednesdays out with full blown exhaust. So we had a really good turnout for our first Wednesday. We're looking forward to next Wednesday. We open the gates at 5 o'clock, and racing goes right on up until 10 o'clock at night.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, well, that helps me out a lot. I had a lot of phone calls yesterday asking what were the rules, you know, what was going on at the track. And after I finally got BJ on the phone, and he said the only stipulation was you had to have mufflers, some type of muffler,
yeah.
It didn't matter what the car was or anything like that. As long as you had a muffler, you could come race on the Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
So that's great, and I can go test on the middle of the week now.
Yep, you certainly can. You can come on down there and rip off some of them quick 60 foots.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, and if you would just stay on the line with us, we might have some callers or.
Yeah, I'll hang on for a while, Ricky.
Fans, they may have some questions for you, and maybe you can answer them directly for them. So let me move on to to the next thing. And just mute your phone. And like I said, if we got somebody that has a question for you, we can answer that directly for them.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and thanks again to all the racers.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Let me finish this upcoming event real quick. Saturday at 75 and 80 Dragway, we have OPS, X275, 580 index, and a 10-0 index. Gates open at 4. It's $100 to enter OPS with 2,000 to win, 600 to runner up, 250 in the finals, and 100 in the quarters, which is second round loser. The X275 class is $75 entry fee with $1,000 to win, $300 to runner up, $150 in the semis, and $75 to second round loser. 580 class has a $60 entry fee with $600 to win, and $200 to runner up, $100 in the semis, and $60 in the quarter. And the 10-0 class is $50 entry fee, $500 to win, $200 to runner up, $100 in the semis, and $50 to quarterfinals, only if they have a 16-car field in the 580. Let me correct that. The 580 class and the 10-0 index class quarterfinal payout is
only based off a 16-car field. So all action takes place at 75 and 80 with the gates opening at 4 p.m. And from 4 to about 11 o'clock, I think 75 and 80 has a 12 o'clock curfew. Last on the list here is Maryland International Raceway. They are hosting the NMCA event this weekend. This is a big event, so their schedule rundown is kind of lengthy, so I'm not going to add that. I'm going to try to do it as short as possible. The gates open Friday at noon. They close the gate at 10. Saturday, they open They open at 10 on Saturday and close at 11. And they open at 8 on Sunday, and all racing is done at 6. So they say. Doesn't always happen that way. The cost for entry fee to watch is $20 per day, $35 for a two-day pass, and $55 for a three-day pass. For those who already know, if they went today, if you got a four-day pass, it was $75, but I'm only mentioning that just to put it out there, but, you know, it's kind of late for that now. In a pit side, spectator pit side parking is $10 per day. And that's it for our upcoming events. I have a weekend race recap, but I'd like to get a fellow competitor on right away because I don't know if he has anything to do or if he got time to listen. Nick, do you have that 443-9104 on the line?
What was the last four again?
9104.
No, sir. Is it possibly calling from a different number?
He could be. I'm trying to reach him, but I haven't got an answer back. But Mr. James Houston, if you're listening, press the 1 button so we can see what number you're calling from. We can go from there. But until then, I'll go over the race recap at Cecil County Dragway until James Houston buzzes in. Okay, this Saturday at Cecil County Dragway, you have five or so, six great classes. Okay. Had six great classes going on, including A50 Index, Ultra Street, X275, Outlaw Drag Radio, Outlaw Big Tire, and Big Tire Outlaw, and Outlaw 10-5. In the A50 class, they were battling for the number one spot. Hurry Gerb, if I'm saying that right, G-E-R-B, Gerb, took the number one spot with an 850 with a 1 at 160 miles an hour. But then the number one qualified, Harry Gerb, did not win the event. A gentleman by the name of Mike Good took home the cash with crazy pass. The man only went 11:46 at 80 miles an hour. But when your opponent red lights by 200th of a second, then you don't have to do much to turn on the wind lights. The Ultra Street class had a very competitive rounds, had very competitive rounds of racing. As some people might know, Mike Burry, local guy has a 64, 65 Chevelle. They run on all motor in this class. Mike Bird took the number one spot with a 535 at 132 miles an hour, only to lose it to Todd Giesler, who has a very nice-looking silver Malibu. And Mike Giesler took the spot from him with a 532 at 130. Then turned around and Mike lost the number one spot to Mark McLeod, who ran a 524, 136 miles an hour. Through all the racing, Mike Bury and Mark McLeod made it to the finals, where Mike Bury went red by 0.010, which is close. But his opponent went red also, cutting a 0.005 life. It was a very close race. Mike Bury went a 527 at 132 to Mark 528 at 135, but because Mike Bury red-lighted sooner, Mark McLeod took the win. Let's see, it's X275. This is some record-shattering stuff right here. You had a guy by the name of Dean. Let me get his name to go. Dean Marinas. He initially set the track record in X275 in Cecil County with a 483 at 153 miles an hour. Then backed that up with a 475 at 154 to take the number one qualifying spot. The winner of the event, who was Rich Bruder, took the track record from Dean with a 459. And these are cars running on a 275 drag radio. Dean went 459 at 160 in the semi, and went 461 at 160 in the finals. And the man ran consistent 460 passes. During eliminations, he didn't lay down those numbers in qualifying, but I don't know what he found after qualifying, but throughout eliminations, the man ran a string of 460 passes. In ODR, a good friend of mine, Scott Biffin, took the number one spot, running the 461. And this was something major for him, because he wrecked his car at Cecil County last year. And to return to Cecil this year, he number one qualified in Outlaw Drag Radio and win the event. That was something big for him. Big Time Outlaw, do you have that number on yet, Smith?
No, sir, I do not. I do have some other calls here with their hands up, though.
All right, well, I'm a mosquito. James Houston ran in Big Time Outlaw in Cecil County this weekend, and he was not the fastest car. A guy by the name Tom Teresa, who went a 448 in Big Time, but through being consistent, James Houston won in the finals and took on the money. Last but not least, you got Outlaw 10-5. And Mr. Small Block O, this is what I wanted to be. So just listen and touch him off. Outlaw 10-5, you had a full field of heavy hitters. You had people there like Nate Pritchett, Mo Hall, Anthony DeSona, Charlie Dobrin, Thomas, T.J. Casper, Joe Newsom, Billy Gordon, Larry Woods, Craig Pio, Steve Gorman. T.J. Casper went for the number one spot, running a 425 and 186. But Steve Gorman said he wasn't going for it, and he put a 423 at 190 on the board, which was amazing to me. And this is primarily one reason why I don't even go to season. In round two elimination, Outlaw 10-5, all cars that won in the second round were in the 420 range. So you had a 422, a 422, a 424, and a 425. Charlie Doblin won a 420 at 172, defeating Steve Gorman's 427 at 119 in the semi. Then you had Charlie Doblin versus Billy Gordon. Charlie got Billy on the tree with an 040 the after time to an 069. But Billy put some tune up in that Mustang of his, and Charlie went 422, and Billy put a 416 on him to take the win at 189 for the Outlaw 10-5 event at Houston County. And that is some very exciting racing up there. But no way, shape, or form can I hang with them people that I can get in big time, but that's about it. But that's the weekend race recap. Those were the upcoming events. And I know we got some people waiting. So Nick, let's go to the phone and see what we got going on.
All right. 301-1828. Your mic is open.
301.
Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. This is JR.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey,
the Nova?
Yeah, the Nova.
What's up, buddy?
Is Larry supposed to be having event at Capitol on the 16th? Or is that on, or what's going on with that?
I believe that's the 17th, but
17th.
Hold on one sec, Mr. John Crane.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, is it possible that you can answer that question?
Yeah, Larry contacted me today and informed me that he'll be postponing that event to next month. Just said that he didn't have enough time to get it all together, and he would rather wait till next month to put on a real quality show instead of trying to rush to get this show together. And we went ahead and gave him a spot for next month, and I don't have the calendar in front of me right now. I apologize about that, but I will get it for you in about 5 minutes.
Well, that's fine. I didn't know if that was still on or what was going on with that, so I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Okay. Well, Junior, yeah, I appreciate you calling in, man. I ain't seen you since the track, but if you like what you hear, just mute your phone and continue listening. And if you have any other questions or anything else you want to say, just chime back in at your free will. But we're going to move on because I know we got a high volume of calls today.
That's what's up. I appreciate it, Rick.
Anytime.
All right, bitch.
Next call to Nick.
All right. 708-1002. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what up, Rick? This is Leroy from Chicago.
Hey, what's up, Leroy?
Man, you got it. You got it. Man, just calling in to support your show. And tell you to keep up the good work.
Hey, what did you do up there with them boys, Kimo and them?
Man, I ain't busted great, man. You know, I was shaking the car. I was messing with my car that a couple of days before, and I had some things break on me. And okay. I worked day in and day out. you know, to get the car fixed, and I got the car ready that weekend, but, you know, it was going to take me like 4 hours, which would have put me in to like 2 o'clock in the morning making it there, so I was dead.
Okay.
You know, so after that, what I did, you know, I had some other problems, but I was going to run the car with those problems. So, I basically, after that, took my motor apart, sent my head out, which it was cracked. So I'm waiting on that to get back. So it should be back any day now. Then I'd be right back together. And I'm having a problem. What I'm having a problem with is them guys locking back in. They don't want to touch me now. I don't know. I guess I'm like cancer to his ass or something. I don't know. But,
wow.
I'm looking forward to coming out, you know, Yahweh and going, you know, south and all of that and playing. You know, up here, I can't get too much action up there. You know,
yeah,
it's like, I don't know.
My man Don Ye up there? I saw a video where he looked like he spit some stuff out through the headers going down the track.
No, he back together. He back running again. It looked real ugly, but he said it wasn't all that ugly. So I know he back together. And he ran his car at what they call that, a meltdown in 41, the old 41 in Indiana. So he ran his car this past weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so everybody together they playing. So I'm trying to get Ray back up to the mound so I could, you know, do something to him too. So but they not excited. They I don't know what their problem is, but you pretty much can figure it out, though. But I'm looking forward to getting Yahweh, man. So that's where I'm at with it. You know,
right,
so
as mentioned, we had something in July, but that's been postponed to next month. So I know they got a big race here August the 4th.
August 4th?
Yeah, so if you can't make nothing this month or next month, then August the 4th is a big deal right now.
You know what? I come back from getting married on the 3rd, I believe, of August. That might be too crammed up for me, August, but I'll try to do something this month. If we can communicate, you know, sooner than later, and you give me all the schedules that you know of, I could try to make some of them. Because
okay,
I got
yeah,
to, because, man, that's where it's at. I got to try to do something. So this month is fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
so,
right.
You know, we can get together after the show or whenever, or you can text that shit to me or whatever so we can get to it. You know,
well, I'm sorry for the bad news on your motor, but I see you ain't the only one that's out there running hurt.
No,
I'm on low on power myself right now, which just going to be the way the ball
man.
Out.
Yeah, man, stuff happens, man, you know, but all we can do is be strong and keep at it till we get it right.
Yeah,
yeah. All right,
man,
you know.
Give me this favor. Just say good if you need the phone. We're going to take a couple more callers and we're going to pay some bills because I ain't paid nothing last week.
Okay, well, pay them bills, man, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, now just stay with us and, you know, you might find somebody on here to sign you something soon.
Sounds good.
Okay. Next call to me.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
All right, fellas. What's up, man? What's going on, man?
What's happening?
That's all the calls for right now, Ricky. Ricky.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Okay. John texted me and saying all this and that, but he didn't even get on and say what he had to say.
All right, I'm sorry, Rick. I have one more caller right here.
Okay.
540-7142. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick. Hey, I'm man enough to say what I got to say. Hey, y'all, is it the Grudge or is it the Class show? If it's Class on the first half of the show or whatever, that's all good and I ain't got to get on at 7 o'clock, I mean 8 o'clock.
No, it's not the first half.
That's all I'm saying.
It's not the second half. It's not a, I'm going to say it again. It's not a first half. It's not a second half. It's a Race Talk Thursday. I'm reporting on all races that's going on in D.C., Maryland, not in Virginia.
But
although D.C. don't have a racetrack, but I'm reporting on all races that's going on.
But what you're saying is Grudge Inc. Every time I hear you giving a website, so are you all racing? Are you a Grudge Inc.?
I'm going to say it to you again. I'm reporting on all races that's going on in the state of Maryland and Virginia.
Okay, are you going at the first
It doesn't matter whether it's Grudge racing or it's class racing. I'm just reporting on the racing that's going on here.
And I'm asking you a question. That's been your normal routine. Is that what you're going to continue to do?
I've been doing it. So if you've been paying attention to the show, then you would have known that. I've talked about OCS. I've mentioned primarily just OCS, but that's class racing. Just today, I happened to mention some other stuff.
Okay, Rick.
Now, are you ready to run? I mean, since I ain't coming, are you ready to race Mr. Chris Butler tomorrow?
What?
Are you ready to race Chris Butler tomorrow?
Hey, Chris, look, I've been calling Chris Butler since Saturday. I don't want to hear that crap. I called him 5 times yesterday. I don't want to hear that crap about racing him tomorrow.
Hold up, John. You're talking to me like me and that man tight. I don't know that what that man doing. I just asked
you
a question.
You asked me that question like you know something.
I mean, for what was said on the show Thursday, the race was set up for y'all to run, right?
No, they wouldn't run. They wouldn't do 8 miles. Ron got on here talking that trash, but I got on the phone with Chris and Ron, and neither one of them want to run 8 miles. So there was no race locked in on Thursday. They wouldn't run.
Did Ralph not tell you on the phone Thursday that he would run y'all 8 miles after you said you would rather not run quarter mile?
Right. Hold up. That's what Ralph said. But when I called the other two parties, they said no, they would not run the 8.
Well, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
No. Hey. Why are you talking about them? How about you?
I pulled our stuff down. I told you we have some other issues. I got to go pick the transmission up tomorrow. I'll be putting that back in the car. So tomorrow not going to happen for me.
Okay. I ain't going to get on you. I was going to get on you, but I ain't
going to
get on you today.
Well, I mean, you can do what you want. If that's going to make you feel any better.
I already know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, you know what you're dealing with. You said it on video with Pro Stock Joe. So
that's right.
You know what you're dealing with.
That one.
You what?
I think you called me on Monday saying you want to race, and then how much you want to race for? I tell you, you called me back that night, tell me you got more issues. Yeah, I got a problem with that.
That's what happened when you look over a car, John.
Okay.
No.
Well, you should look over the car.
Let me explain something, which I don't have to, but I am anyway. All right. I live in one area. They in the car live in another area. Okay. I work 7 days a week. So when I get off of work, besides what I'm doing, you know, with my family, you know, I have to make time to leave my job to drive to where that car is and where they are to deal with that car, okay? So because you have your stuff at your disposal when you want to and you can do what you want to do, I would love for me to have it that way, but I don't.
Hey, Rick, I don't have nothing
to do with it. I get to do what I got to do what I do when I do it. So,
I don't have a problem with you doing that. What I have an issue with is on the show, when you called us out, you were a big bad wolf. You were a bear. And you checked out your car and you were down a couple of cylinders and da 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 da. And then.
But you didn't want to race. You did not want to race that day. You did not want to race that day. The incident you were talking about was on a Wednesday. When I called the show, when I got there to look at the car, to find out what was wrong with it because we hadn't touched the car from that Saturday. Which I'm going to talk about that also because you and a couple of other people making comments about I shouldn't have did this and I shouldn't have did that. That what I did with my car or that car ain't got that to do with y'all. So it didn't matter what I did with it, I did it.
Oh. That's not what I'm
so,
saying. I'm saying it's not
finished. No, I'm not finished yet. Okay. You said what you had to say.
You know what?
You can mute
my phone. I don't have nothing to say. You ain't got to mute your phone.
Don't go on mute now because, I mean, you talking, but now you don't want to listen. Okay, so after all that went on, I text you Monday after the man told me we can make it. I text you earlier that day asking you how much did you want to run for? You wanted to play the I don't know game. Who, me or Kenny? I forwarded this message back to you with you capitalized. Then you told me $1,500. I said, okay, cool, thank you. Then you called me back. I'm eating. I said, I call you back. When I called you back, you said, me hang up. Then you called me back on the conference call. So I'm like, why in the hell do I need to be on the conference call to talk to one person? I called you out directly. So that makes twice. Did I call you out directly, and you putting other people in the picture?
Hey, Rick, I called out my team members. I put my team members on the phone. You don't have
what
a team.
What the fuck your team members got to do with a phone call? John, I called to talk to you directly.
Hey, look, when you're ready to race, when you're really ready to race and show up at the track, just let me know. That's all I got to say about it.
Hey, John, you don't want to race.
Hey, Rick.
You don't want to race, you don't want that heat on your ass, losing to somebody. That's why you keep putting somebody else in the car.
You're right. You had that race locked in with that man first.
What was locked, John?
When are you going to be ready? When are you going to be
locked?
Stop talking if you get ready.
What was locked?
Don't talk no trash till you're ready.
This is the problem with y'all. You keep saying something was locked. What was locked?
Y'all know how to manipulate the story
real good, but yet you can't come up with no damn facts about nothing.
You were locked in until it rained out of Tampa.
Okay, so that was that race, right?
That race.
That race was locked in the Capitol, right? So it rained, right?
What else was locked in after that? Okay, man. I'm not going to argue with you. Get your car ready.
I mean, the facts are the facts. Get your car ready.
Man, you end up in a fake-ass race, period. You're right. Yeah, I said it again. I'll say it again.
Sure.
I said it again. I'm ready.
I'll be your
Huckleberry. I ain't taking up your show. Go on, do what you
got to
do.
Who a Huckleberry? Who that talk?
It's JR. I be his Huckleberry.
So, there you go. You got, I mean, what they want you to come to them with him tomorrow.
Then we should be down Dalton on the 16th. If he wanna come down there, we might be able to lock in something down there. We're gonna try to tie up next week. And see where we at, and if everything goes like it's supposed to, this will be our first time coming out. We can get busy.
Mayday.
Yeah, Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
I thought it was agreed that if it got rained out in Capitol, you guys were going to run that at Joe Richardson show on July 6th. I thought that's what y'all agreed on. I thought that it was agreed that if the Capitol race got rained out, that you guys were going to run July 6th at BMP on Joe Richardson's show.
I believe that was discussed, yeah.
I mean, so whatever was locked, as far as I'm concerned, since it got rained out, if it was locked, it's still locked. You know? July 6th ain't here yet.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. What John saying is it was locked for me to run the man, but... you know, he don't have any evidence to say what was locked.
Right.
And you got to record
it. So it had to take for you to get on here to bring up what was actually said. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. If you're not going to tell the whole story, as far as I'm concerned,
the race is still on. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the race is still on. It got rained out. So we're looking to see that race at Joe Richardson's race July 6th.
Right. which I'm explaining this again to John, which I already said. When you said this on the phone Thursday, Roger, I kept saying to you, "Damn, my people ain't calling me back." Said I don't know. I can't make that decision because I don't know if the man can get off or work because he worked for the fire department for us to come down there Friday. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you told me, all right, well, I tell you what, to make it sweet for y'all, instead of doing five on 2,000, we do 1,000 on four.
Yeah.
Can't nobody make $4,000? Well, ain't nobody making $4,000 in a day. That's to make it real sweet for y'all, right?
Yep.
But that was for Joe Richardson's show, correct?
Right.
That wasn't
right.
For the following Friday, right?
No, it was for Joe Richardson's show.
Oh, okay, thank you. John, get your stuff together, bro.
So have you talked to your people?
Yeah, we was coming. We was going to go down there this Friday, tomorrow.
So is he going to be able to make it? Is he going to be able to make it on the 6th?
Yeah, we can make it on the 6th.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what's up. Enough said. Ain't no how about that.
But, I mean, you know, being a man about stuff, and I'm thinking taking, you know, the correct way about the shit and saying, you know, hey, look, we ain't going to make it. Because I got other issues.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Unless he's just looking for some free damn money on some puck out type stuff, then, you know, be a racer about it. All right, cool. We
hey,
do whatever
we
want to do. Whatever.
We told you to get your car right. Even Styles told you to get your car right and want to run you while you well. You said, I'm going to run you like I am. You said those words.
That's with me knowing what was wrong with the motor. I didn't further get the car over to know what was wrong with it. So if you would have ran me then, when I called you out, that Friday from that Wednesday, then that would have been a gambler's attitude.
Didn't it rain Friday, Rick?
It did rain Friday. But y'all didn't want to come up here the weekend either. So what I'm saying to you is if you would have ran me right after that, when I called you out, when you put Kenny's on Front Street, then that would have been my loss if something else would have happened, but you didn't do that.
When are you going to be ready? When are you going to be ready?
I'll be ready when I tell you I'm ready. Just be sitting back waiting.
Oh.
How about that?
You know what? Since we had it locked in, we're going to run your car. You help me get your Malibu out there. That's what we're going to run. You help me get your Malibu ready.
I just talked to my engine man the other day. What's the day?
Yeah.
Tuesday. He said he ain't done yet. But when it gets done, trust me, Slim, you can get it, because you're in the fucking way.
I believe it when I see.
Okay, I call you when it's ready. I just got a text saying, I'm on the phone with Chris. He said him and John can lock in and run both 1/8 mile or 1/4 mile tomorrow. He's going to call here after 9 o'clock. Okay, so I'm just getting a message from somebody for Chris Butler saying that y'all can lock in tonight. He's going to call the show after 9 o'clock, and y'all can run 8 miles tomorrow.
Hey, man, listen. I don't know what part you don't understand. I call that man Saturday. I call that man Sunday. I call that man Monday. I call that man Wednesday, and nobody answered the phone. I told him on Sunday if he didn't lock it in on Sunday, then I was going to put my car in the paint shop. Now, I told him, when I called him back, I said, listen, if you want to run, I'll just bring my car primer down and I'll race you. Even as of yesterday, they said they did not want to run 8th mile. So I don't want to hear that crap. I offered them the 1/8 and 1/4 in the same race. All that crap y'all talking about, I offered them. They refused. So I told the man, keep the car. So I'm not going to now call the paint shop and tell him to, no, you got to go in there and do what you got to do. No, I'm not doing that. They had every opportunity up until yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not changing my plans now.
All right, well, Hold on. Allie Girl, if you're listening, relay that message to Chris, the man saying he's not going to race now because they didn't respond accordingly. His car's in the paint shop now, so that race is not going to happen tomorrow.
They already know.
So just for his sake, how long will your car be in the paint shop?
When it's out, I'll let you know.
for Trigger. Trigger, why don't you just relay the message? Relay the message. Tell him come to VMP when you come there.
Well, I mean, I can do that. They may not want to wait that long. I mean, you know, he telling me they saying one thing, and if that's what they saying, okay, cool. I have no control over that. But if that's what it is, that's what it is. You know.
Hey, man.
I can't speak for him. But when Ralph got on the phone and was talking to him and said, okay, y'all can lock it in for a smile, that was one situation. Now, he said he talked or called Ron and Chris, and they didn't want to do an eighth mile. They want to run a quarter mile. So then John saying he tried to run in either or eighth or quarter. They still ain't want to do it. So I'm out the loop, and I'm not even a part of the situation over there. So I have no idea, and I have no say so as to what's going on with that.
Hey, they want to run Pete in black and orange car? They call ready.
Chris want to do that? You asking, do Chris want to do that?
Yes, after 9 o'clock. Pete,
it's 9:01. Man, the man working the park, so they close at 9 o'clock.
All
right. What are you talking about, the quiet storm?
Yeah.
So, if that's the case, get a man, you know, like 15, 20 minutes to get off. Oh, matter of fact, let me send this right now.
I called that man 5 times yesterday.
Well, it won't be the first or the last time, John. Just hold your britches, man.
Don't be getting on that sound like a bear when I done tried to reach out to them.
You got on here like a bear. When I reached out to you, you put somebody else in front of the gun. So, I mean, the shoes.
Hey, man, you had that race locked in.
Did you not just hear Roger explain to you what happened, man?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Hold your phone. Mick, can you open 202-7381?
202-7381. Your mic is open.
Go ahead, Rick. What's happening? Hello?
Yeah, man. Just dealing with some jokers, man. Jokers.
Big George.
I had a couple of issues, but to John White, we got a race locked in for you. I talked to him again in the week. John, still on the phone?
Yeah, he did.
Say again.
Hey, what's up, John?
Yeah, what's up, John?
Hey, you're supposed to call me back, right?
Yeah, but I'm calling you. I told you I was going to tell you on the talk show, right? We know we locked in for that, right?
No.
You said next week when you get your college job, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, when we do that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you told me
you're going to get your college job next week. Okay. Then, thank you, George.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Hey, John.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, John. Go ahead.
We still got to figure out where we're going to do that, right? We talked about doing a quarter mile, but
right.
we still haven't decided where we're going to do it.
You're not coming to the Capitol on Friday? I mean, we've been doing the Capitol, but we will go to the creek on Sunday. I mean, it's how you want to do it. You want to do it at the creek?
Yep, as long as I got it back, Sunday is good.
Okay,
next
Sunday.
Yeah.
Next Sunday at the creek. You bringing that Oldsmobile up here?
I'm talking to Big George.
I'm asking you, are you bringing the Oldsmobile? You asked me when I'll be ready. I'm asking you, are you going to bring the Oldsmobile up here?
Can you hear? I told him if it's ready, we on.
I mean, you could be talking about what's the name, streetcar. I don't know. So that's why I'm asking.
But I'd like to rely on that one, too. Elaborate on that one, too, John. Is Kenny going to be ready? Is the same day?
Kenny probably on the line. I don't know. You talking about with the Chevelle?
Yeah, we go ahead and get that out the way, too.
Now you don't know. Before, you can lock in for your team members. Now you don't know when the car's going to be ready.
He's on the line.
You don't know the car's going to be fixed, man.
Hey, man, if the car is broke and it's not fixed, what do you want me to say? I don't know when the man's going to fix the car.
Well, y'all the team, right? You know what's going on. You know when the car's going to be fixed. Don't tell that now.
You just get yours ready.
I just asked you, when you going to be here next Sunday?
You just get yours ready.
Are you going to be here next Sunday?
Man, how many times do I got to say it?
Hold up. I tell you what, then. Since you want to be just a big bad wolf there. We can lock it in for next Sunday since you're going to bring your car up here. How about
if
that?
The car, if the car ready, you got it.
Go get it out the paint shop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, George. Yeah, so what are y'all doing tomorrow? Y'all still scheduled for tomorrow?
Kenneth said
Trigger.
To open his mic.
Trigger Ricky.
Kenneth said to open his mic.
What I don't understand.
Wait a minute. Let me get Kenny on. Hey, Mick, open up 804-1541.
Hey, Big George.
Yeah, go ahead.
This J.R., what's happening?
What's going on, J.R.? What's happening, man?
Hey, what you locked in with John?
Yeah, we locked in with two racers. He gonna give Don Brown, for everybody that don't know how the race going, he giving Don Brown the back tire and the brake.
With the Oldsmobile?
Yeah, Beretta. Back tire and the brake.
And what's that in the A four and the quarter? You say in the quarter?
Quarter.
And when
that's set up for?
That's set for next Sunday. He said, I talked to him again the week. A few weeks ago, he said that he's been coming up here racing. So he wanted us to come down there, but I can't talk for nobody else. But he said he will accommodate us at Bill Creek, which is fair enough. So I would like for him to have a capital. I would like to say that we're doing a lot of good racing at Capital. We had a nice deal turned out Wednesday. We did a couple things different, and I would like to tell the owner that I really appreciate the time he took with us, the racing we did. And but I took the time again in the week. He lined this up.
So what's that? Hey, is that Oldsmobile that ran Styles the first race?
Right. Yeah.
I like to have some of that.
Have some of what?
Some of that Oldsmobile. Yeah.
Oh, John, hey, John online? Hello? Yeah, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, JR online, he said he's trying to get at you.
I don't know who's JR. What do you got?
You got
a 6-day Camaro.
What Camaro, the black one?
Nah, it's car new. It hasn't even been out yet. We're gonna try to make a pass this week and see how we do, and then from there we coming out.
Man, I'm not running no ghost car. I ain't never seen a car. How you sit?
It's a chassis Camaro.
Big block.
Yep, big block.
Come on, man. I ain't running no chassis car, big block. I got a small block on one yet. I ain't doing it.
Shit, what is Sal's car? Sal's got a big block, don't it? Chassis car?
Man, there ain't no big block, man. I'm out there.
Oh, man. Y'all funny.
I don't know. You come over there Sunday, we might be able to do something, but I ain't going to do it in the blind.
Yeah, I see. I understand that. I catch you at the track. We'll be down Darlington on the 16th. Hopefully a very thing goes well.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Hey, it's yours.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that Sunday the 16th?
Nah. Sunday is the 17th.
Not this week, the fuck next week, next Sunday. Is that the weekend of the 16th? We're going to be in Darlington, too. My bad.
You going to be in Darlington on the 16th, that Saturday?
Yeah, I'm not going to have my car, though. You already called?
Oh, yeah. We'll be down there on the 16th. That's that Saturday.
LL3, LL2,
4LL,
Robert,
on the
back. Yeah, we're going to
be down there. Wait a minute, I'll be right back.
No, we're just going down, thanks. We might take one car, I don't know. Pete wants you to open his mic, too. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey,
y'all.
Well, Kenny mic is open.
What's up? What do you say?
fight
What's
back
up with Piedmont?
I can't hear you.
John,
Yeah.
What race did George want to do next Sunday? Is that the 17th?
That's the 16th. That's the week of the 16th.
Yeah. Next Sunday, Pete.
Y'all going to be back after Darlington, John, or what?
What? No, we're not going to be back. That's what I just told him. Big George, we're not going to be back. That's what he likes.
All right, George, if the boys ain't going to be back, they're going to Darlington. My son graduates on Saturday, so I can't do it on Sunday. I can do it probably the following week if you want to do it. We'll lock it in tonight if you want to.
We're going to be in North Carolina that week, huh? No, that's you're right. It's 2 weeks
before. What you talking about? Surveying my phone.
I can lock in the Chevelle. I don't know what John's doing with the other guy. I think you already locked. You lock it in, John?
With the Beretta, yeah. We can do that.
Yeah, he already locked it in.
Okay, well, then you can lock in for what day you want to pick and where you want. I really like to do the Capitol, man. That's my home track. You got a problem with that?
No, I ain't got a problem with that. It's just easier for me, George, because it's like 3 hours away on a Friday night. It's easier for me to work, and I really don't want to. What's going on, not next weekend, but weekend after next, Saturday and Sunday, Capitol?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to accommodate you. I mean, I will lock in. You can just call the day.
Would you share it in your show?
You just call the day, and we can go ahead and lock in word of mouth and put out a caller.
Yeah, I'm logging in with you right now. I mean, I got the car almost finished, and I'm just going to make one hit on it, and we're ready to go. So we're ready to go. I've been busy working. I ain't had time to finish it up, but I don't have but a little bit of stuff left to do. One night, and I'll be done.
So you're saying not this Sunday, the following Sunday?
Yeah, is Capitol open the following? Is that what they open on Sundays?
That's Father's Day.
They open on Fridays.
All right, well, you going to come to the creek on the following Sunday then?
Yeah, I come there. Not this Sunday, you come on next Sunday, right?
Yeah, not this Sunday. My son graduates on Saturday, and John and them are going to Darlington, and they're not even coming back till Sunday evening sometimes. I'll be up there by myself, so.
All right, we can do that. We can do that the following Sunday.
That's not a problem. We can lock it in. We're locked in. We'll go up there. I'll meet you at the creek Sunday after next.
The
23rd. You got that. You got that.
And bring the Beretta too.
Yeah, Beretta's gonna definitely be there. We can go ahead and get that out of the way.
All right. Well, look, we got some more callers on the line, so let's take these callers and keep the show rolling.
All right, Rick.
301-2865. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this Wicked Bird. I'm just listening.
You sure?
Yeah, cause Rick,
you had a lot to say. You had a lot to say on that that video y'all post.
Watch it, got my ratings. But what I'm saying is that, you know, what you were saying to John, you know, I'm in agreement with John. I mean, if y'all was locked and it rained, it should stay locked until the next race. I mean, you should have never tore your motor down. Like you said, John can't speak for his camp. Let me finish talking, Rick. Let me finish talking, man.
You just made a lie.
I'm gone. You know what? You know what?
I didn't say nothing about my motor. I said a transmission.
Man, would you let me talk, please? Why do you have to interrupt? It's your show, but if I'm your guest, let me talk. If you watch my show, I don't interrupt my guests. I let them talk. I mean, if you're not going to let me talk, I just listen. Matter of fact, don't worry about it. I'm going to put my phone on mute, and I'll listen. But for any of y'all, my car's not hurt, so I'm ready to race. I don't do no ducking, no dodging. I don't pay no punk out. So I'm listening.
Hey Roger.
Hey, man, look at Bird, you ducking down.
Wait a minute. This clown that got on here and got way out of line. Number one, you come on my show and talk about somebody pulling a motor down. Number one, I never said anything about a motor. I said we pull the transmission out of the car and I'll be putting it back in tomorrow. okay?
And
number two,
you got Castle coming your way, madam.
You had so much to say that. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, Styles, instead of talking behind the man back, why don't you tell the man what you had to say about him at your shop?
Roger seen the video. Hold up. Roger seen the video. Hold up, man. See, Rick, why don't you shut up? Why don't you just shut up? You asked me a question. You asked me a question. I'm trying to answer.
This whole bullshit, man.
Hey, you know what? Y'all excuse me, man. I won't interrupt no more. Y'all go ahead.
Hey, no, I want you to, hold up, George. I need to get this shit out in the dress. All right. That man made some comments about Roger. Roger didn't see the shit. So now I'm telling you to address, or asking you to address Roger, should I say. Now you don't want to say shit. You keep talking this off the wall.
Well, you tell me what was said then. I mean, I'm at work. I didn't get a chance to actually go and look at it. You know, I heard about the video. I didn't get a
That's
chance to look
I'm
at it.
That's why I'm trying to tell a man to be a man and say what he got to say now instead of saying it on this video. But he won't do that.
Okay, hey, Rick, everybody seen the video. The man know what he said to me, and I know what I said to the man. Yeah. It's just that simple.
What did he say?
Okay, hold up. What I said, well, I don't do no fake
words
like you, Rick.
Can one of your friends come
okay?
over the house?
Hold on, Sal.
Hey, Junior,
put your phone on mute,
Junior. I'm sorry,
my bad. Hold on one second, don't go slow.
I'm on the radio.
Can you hear now, Roger?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, go ahead, Sal.
I told the man that he said he was going to have cars there waiting on me. He had cars there waiting on me. I ran everybody that stood in front of me and people that didn't want to run me. I ain't do no dodging, no ducking, and I did on my show, I said what I wanted to say, and I addressed the man like he said that y'all heard.
I'm asking you, what was it that you said? Because what
you
said on your
show
is not what
you're
saying right now.
Okay, Rick, this what you do. You go look at the show, and then you get back with me.
Roger has not seen the show. That's why I'm trying to ask you to say exactly what it was you said on your show to him right now, but you're not doing it. What you just said ain't what you said on your show. We already talked to Roger today.
Look, I'm going to address this right now on my behalf.
Go ahead, Roger.
And for the GRF, I'm never going to say something that I can't do or feel like I didn't do. I said I was going to have several cars there that he could run. I bought several cars that he could have ran. There was Joe Richardson sitting there willing to give him a race. Gene was sitting there willing to give him a race. Small block Olds. So that right there, as long as it's three or more, that's several cars there to give him the race. So I did what I said I was going to do on behalf of the GRF.
Correct. How many cars did I run out of GRF, Roger?
You ran two.
Thank you. Now, how many did Ricky run?
Okay. Well, I tell you what.
No, you know how many ran. No, put it out there.
I tell you what, since you want to be a loudmouth, Roger, when you get time, you go to Grudge Racer and look at the video that LBM put up there, and you listen to it, and you listen to what he says exactly, because what the hell he said on that video is not what he's telling you right now. So I'm not going to throw those stones and say he said this and he said that. I'm telling you to go look for it and look at it directly yourself.
Hey, Rick, I stand alone, and I back my eyes up. I ran whoever he threw at me. I ain't duck nobody, and I ain't going to duck nobody. I don't cry about my car broke. I don't lock in races that don't show up. So you can't go with me. I'll put
that
on the internet.
Man, don't nobody want to hear that.
On behalf of the GRF, it's not directed at just Wickenburg. When we do a drive-by, we looking to run anybody in that town that we in that's in the Grudge game. So it's not just about Wickenburg. It's about anybody in that town that's on this phone that want a Grudge, we trying to Grudge against. That's what the GRF is for. So it ain't directed at just one person. You know,
did
I would have been sent several times and sent out call-outs. And that don't just go for Wickenburg. It goes for anybody that's sitting like we are that want a Grudge. That's what we're about.
So you hear that, Ricky? So get this shit together and stop putting everybody else talking all the mess. Get your shit together when it's right and come to the track.
My shit was together.
Well,
now you still ain't want to run it.
Nobody want to hear that mess, man.
You still ain't
want
to run it.
Don't nobody want to run no broke car.
I've been arguing with you all goddamn night about whether my car is together or not.
You ain't got to worry about me no more.
And
I won't call in no more.
I wasn't worried about you in the first place. You're a crab. Okay?
Yeah, whatever. You're a punk out. You ain't ran nobody. I ran more people in one day than you ran all year. So I didn't want to hear that. And I don't care about this and that.
But you don't want to run me, so that's all that matters.
Yeah,
to me.
What
you
doing?
Hey, man, what you going to do, man? We ain't worried about that. We want to run tomorrow where you won Don Brown for $1,000.
Man, I'm tired of running that slow car. I don't always beat the man. How much more he won?
Bullshit, man.
I mean, I'm slow. I'm slow. I'm slow. I tell you what, I won one person a year. If I win or lose, I don't want one of them more. So I won somebody different. I'm tired of running. I lost. I lost. Lock in with Don. Man, I already got his money. I don't need to run him no more. You run.
I ain't got nothing to prove to Don Brown.
You
race somebody and you beat him and then you won't give him a rematch. That's what kind of racer you are.
Ricky, remember you wouldn't run me back when you beat me. So don't throw stones at Glasshouse.
Really?
Hey, why don't you go talk on another subject? Don't make your show about me. Don't make your show about me. Talk about this other people out there in the race.
You ain't even that privilege left.
Yeah. Well, y'all give me a lot of press. I know that for sure.
You ain't got no
pressure.
Y'all give
me a whole lot of press.
Hey,
Rick.
You need to put that down now.
Yes, sir.
You run double
ground. Hold on one second. I want to make something clear for everybody out there. Listen, whenever we do these things with the GRF, as far as drive-bys or whatever, usually we have our own little area where we parked at. Don't think that nobody's being slighted. We came there to grudge whatever town we in. So that's anybody. If you don't have that sticker in the back window like we got, you fair game. If you sitting like we sitting, we trying to get better. You know, it ain't directed at one person. It's directed at everybody that's sitting on that parking lot that got a grudge car.
That was already understood, Ron. The point that I'm making to you is what he's telling you on his phone is not what he said in his video at his shop.
Okay,
that's
just like he was at the track. I was at the track. He knew I did what I said I was going to do. I had several cars over there for him to run if he wanted to run.
And I ran several cars, too.
You ran three cars. Everybody was there. I ran three cars that day, Rick.
So how many cars, Rick, you wanted me to run all day long?
No, I just want you to race me. That's all I want. Can you run me?
You don't want to race nobody. When you get your car together, you got to race. Get your car together and you got to race.
We ain't got to talk about it no more.
Call me when you, Rick. Have I ever ducked you, Rick?
You always duck me. But listen to me real carefully. Listen to me real carefully. Are you sure? Because I will make that happen tomorrow. Are you sure?
Hey, Rick, I told you.
If you get your car together, I'm not asking nothing.
Talk about something else. Don't you got some other callers?
You just said if I want to run, you said you win. I'm asking you, do you want to do it tomorrow?
Matt, wait a minute. Okay, if you can run me tomorrow, your car 100% tomorrow.
I just told you I'm going to pick the transmission out tomorrow.
But what about the motor?
The motor's still the same. It's still 130, 140 on the cylinder.
Okay, are you admitting it or are you just stupid? I'm admitting it
and I'm stupid. So I'm asking you, if that's the case, do you want to run me tomorrow?
No. If your car get 100%, come and see me.
I'm done with it. I don't run no handicap car.
I know, you know, and everybody seen it on Sunday. I ain't do a damn thing on Larry T's race. I ain't do nothing. Yeah, mute it.
Yeah, him.
He don't want to talk.
Man,
he don't want
to talk. I don't need to be on here. I don't need it no more. Goodbye.
Hang up here. Hang up. You, I mean, you ain't doing nothing for me.
All right, you hung up. Next caller. 804-0433. Your mic is open.
What's up, Rick? How you doing, caller? You know, this Pete.
Oh, okay. Yeah, John just texted.
Yeah. I'm
sorry, you had to sit there and listen to all that unnecessary hoopla.
Yeah, yeah, all I listen all about. I'm trying to do something for you. That same day we come to Maryland, so you say you can come down there on the 24th, Sunday?
Say that one more time.
The 24th, when John and all of Kingdom coming to Maryland, the 24th, you say you can come down there too?
Let me look at my calendar, 24th. That's today is the 7th. Yeah, I should be able to make a deal on the 24th.
So, what? Can we go and lock some in? And I just have my car, and we can go and get it on?
And so who
Black and
Orange
tomorrow.
You asking me to
Black and Orange tomorrow.
Okay. I will not lock that in with you today, but we can on the 21st.
That's fine. Hey, is JR still online?
Hey, Junior.
I don't even know what number Junior called from.
Hey.
Okay,
hey,
there you go.
Don't get on your feet on that small block. We got three calls set like you now. Don't even try that.
What, you want something with that, with the Quiet Storm?
Yeah, I'll try you with that, or we'll try you with Kenny's call, or Evo's call. We got a big block in them. It don't make a difference.
All right, like I say, we're going to go out next week. We're going to go out and try to call, or all go well. And I'll take you up on that.
You
be the first person I call.
Hey, you my man, but you can't draw my teammate like that. I ain't going to let that go. I can't let that happen.
Hey, it's all about having fun out here.
That's
and
right.
Running, you know what I mean?
Hey, look,
we can run and still be
just
boys
like
right afterwards.
Come pick your choice. You get all the pills if you want.
That's where it's looking.
Yeah. You can pick your poison. I guess.
Pick my poison?
Yes.
I hear that. But like I said, we ain't even been out yet. We're going to take the call for the first time next week. Hopefully all go well. If all go well, I'll be back on this show on Thursday trying to lock something in with somebody.
Yeah. Hey, look, I already know Troy will be mad at me for talking to you like that, but it's going to be all right.
hey, Mick, you got any more hands up, Mick?
Yes, sir.
Little
youngest,
your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Ricky?
What's up?
Hey, man, it's Sean. What's going on with you? Doing all right?
Hey, what's up, Sean? Come on.
Huh? I heard that. Hey, man, I'm still, we're still trying to promote our little race down in Red Springs, North Carolina on June the 30th. Big Sexy Saturday. I want some more guys from Maryland to stand up, come down and challenge us. You know, on the 400 coming down and challenge us. We want somebody else to come down too.
Yeah, I've been a little busy this week. Since last week, since you called the show and sent me that message, I just hadn't had time to get
with you. I'm also coming back up to Colonial Beach. One of Pete's homeboys having a show on July the 14th, I think. And I'm looking for action. Back half, big block on 10-5. Anybody, as long as you're not a class car. Go ahead.
Okay. Is that a rerun?
Yeah, well, I'm going to rerun Kenny on that day, and maybe me and Pete might get together, but, hey, my big block, it'll stay together for a long time, so, hell, I can race about 3 or 4 races. Hell, it don't matter.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I heard that the guys in Maryland really want to race. A guy told me this yesterday, that a lot of guys want to race, so, hell, hey, I'm putting it out there.
Sean, you come on the show picking on people again now.
No, man. I heard that people want to race, man, so hell, I'm trying to be where the people want to race at.
Man, I'm just messing with you. You know that.
Oh, God. Hey, Rick, get some of your boys from Maryland to stand up. The man coming up to their hometown. Get them to stand up and do something.
He's driving a long way to come up here.
My only teammate is J.C. Richardson. So, I mean, that's the only teammate I got. So, hell, anybody else, I ain't got no stickers on my car. I'm the big second stick in the back window.
I mean, we can still be boys. We can race and be boys after the race.
Man, them 10-5 guys ain't going to run you. Maybe on the internet.
There ain't nothing to it, man. It's an old school backhand car. Old school backhand. Ain't nothing fancy about it. Not a purpose built car.
Cricket. Cricket.
Hey, hey, don't Rick got two of them?
Man, he don't want that trouble.
What?
No, I'm not in that league of a back ass car.
Hey, you eating nobody be you than league by yourself.
I know, man. I know you got a better back half car than I got. I understand that.
My back half car is far less than.
I was at the track. I raced last.
I got like an old style bracket car.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, let me go.
Song, I tell you what. Let me go ahead and get your 454 for my 632, and then I can get out there and do what you do.
Huh?
Huh?
What you say?
Let me get your 454 for my 632, and then I can go out there and do what you do.
Hey, Song. Give him your tune, your chances, man. He need all of it. He need the whole setup.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong. Green Peak, South Carolina, the best in the business.
Hey, Ricky.
Who was that you said in South Carolina?
Don's Race Cars in Green Peak, South Carolina, the best in the business.
Tricky Ricky.
Say that. Hold on. I didn't catch the name you said. What was the name you said again, Song?
Don's Race Cars in Green Peak, South Carolina, the best in the business.
Don's Race Cars.
892-8801. Yes, sir.
Okay. Might have to look him up then.
Look him up.
See if I can't get this old tank of mine to do something better.
Man, he can't help you.
You right, Pete.
Pete, you stupid.
I'm gonna baptize your ass when I catch
you. Hey, look, it's heavy, it's ugly, it ain't fast, it's smoke, it do everything.
Well, hell, you got everything that my car got. Heavy, ugly, and, well, it don't smoke. It's ugly. It's definitely ugly.
Hey, Rick.
Yes,
sir. Hey, I got to make a run, man, but if anybody need anything cleared up about the GRF or anything going on, you get one of my pit bulls and give me a call, man. I can get back on the line.
My pleasure, sir.
All right,
guys. Hey, listen, I need to pay some bills before Jay Barnes cut us off. So, let's pay some bills.
Hey, man, if you need anything, give me a call, Ricky. Text me or something, or somebody want to do something. Or tell B to call me or something.
Okay, you got to jump off?
Yeah, I got to roll, man.
Okay, I'll hit you up if somebody jump on.
All right, then. Later.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mick, let's pay some bills and get back to it.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Okay, Ricky, we're back.
All right, all right, all right. It's been one Thursday night so far, bro, I swear. We got any more callers, Nick?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to the phone line.
8003, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing?
I ain't been on, but I hear John and George jacking and perpetrating like somebody scared of him or ducking him. I think he's the one that's ducking. If I heard he put his car in the paint shop, why would you put your car in the paint shop until after tomorrow?
The man said you was he tried to reach you all week and never got
man,
no answer.
I've been trying to get in touch with that man just as well.
Hey Chris,
John,
hold up, Chris. And that's Ron. I didn't talk to Ron 2 or 3 days since Saturday. I talked to Ron Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Matter of fact, I called him today, but he was at work. So don't tell me. And then I called you twice at work. I left you a message today.
I did miss your call today, and I tried to call you back. I went to your answering service. I left you a message to call to get back with me. Come on now.
Hey, what time did you call me?
I don't know exactly what time I called you. I knew you should have checked your messages or something. It wasn't long after that you left a message on my phone.
So what you telling me? I should wait from last Saturday?
I'm telling you, you're ducking his ass whooping. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, be over there on the 23rd. Be over there on the 23rd or 20th. That's Sunday, whatever.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Hello?
I'm coming tomorrow. I'm coming out there with you tomorrow after your ass.
You ain't coming after me because I ain't going to be there.
See what I'm saying?
Hey, man, hold up.
You don't want that. You keep acting like you want it, but you don't really want it.
Okay, Chris, hold up. I'm going to ask you a crazy question. Have I not been calling you since Saturday?
What'd you say?
Have I not been calling you since Saturday?
Yeah, we talked Saturday.
Okay, you're supposed to call me back when?
I don't know when it was.
What's the problem?
But didn't I have Lisa on Facebook tell you to call me yesterday?
I called your cell phone first. Then she said try him at the office. So I called you at your work, and I still didn't get an answer. Then I called you last night about 9:30. I called you three times between 9:30 and 10 o'clock.
Come on, y'all. You know, after 9:30, I'm gonna get my cell phone.
Look, I got it in my phone. I got no reason to lie to you.
Man, that's irrelevant, man. You gonna run it now.
I'm not running tomorrow. I already told you. I told Ron on Sunday.
You told me nothing. This is my first time talking to you.
Okay, I told your partner. How about that? You know it as well. Don't go ahead and try to shine.
John, I already shot.
Okay.
Well, he ain't shining because we got two cars that is ready. If you really want to run them all.
He don't want to run.
Pete.
I don't want to hear that. You got what you got, and I got what I got. So I don't want to hear nothing but that. If you want to race, so you don't.
fuck up. Ain't nobody talking to you. You don't even have a damn car.
Well, I keep driving you on your ass. That's what I will
do. You don't even have a damn car, so you don't even matter.
I do got one. I can lock it in. I'm just like you. I can lock it in and drive it. So what's up?
Hey. Your man called me out last week on the show talking about he wanted Rick and the 8-by want me to quarter-mile. I call him on it and they switch up.
He gonna do that race, but you told God you wanted me. And you tell somebody that you wanted me real bad? Ain't that what you said?
What'd you think?
Did you tell somebody that you wanted me real bad?
Get your ass in John White car, I'll tear your ass up.
Hold on, I run the race with me driving my black car. That's what our race was. Now why I can't drive my same car no more? The car I've been driving.
I don't know if I'm ready for that car yet.
Oh, well, when you get ready for it, just let me know. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
I just want to correct you so you stop saying you want me when you really don't.
No, you switch up. First you was
Hold on, man. You can't tell me how to do
this. You gonna do this and do that in John's car.
I drive both of them, Chris. I drive both cars. I drive your woman's cars.
Okay, well, we talking about John's car. We ain't talking about no other car.
Well, we can do both races the same day then.
We already been down that road.
You know he don't run no big block cars, man.
Y'all, you a joke.
I'm a joke. I done chased y'all, called y'all since Saturday. Come on, man. Okay. Okay, Chris. You know what? You a moron, too. I thought you was halfway cool.
Wow.
But you a jackass like Tricky Ricket.
Wow. Really? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, look. Why don't we just go down to Charlotte? I can whip you and Trigger Ricket at the same time. I want both of y'all on four lanes, so I can whip both of y'all at the same time.
That would be a dream that you had, wouldn't it?
Man, if I whip you, Rick, get this shit to. Hey, just lock me in for 24.
Look, you don't have to be worried about me, bro.
Let's put the deposit for the 24th, please. Let's do that right now.
We lock in the 21st, like I told you.
Damn.
I mean, y'all get with a few people, and you think y'all on top of the empire.
We just race, man.
Man, look, let me tell you something. And it's something that I noticed before y'all got with Dean and Kenny. Y'all two dudes wasn't saying nothing at all.
Hey, Rick, hold on. I was racing before.
I got y'all.
I got what I got in the car, and John got what he got. So we ain't sharing no parts. We all got what we got. So if I had Chester go, I'm bragging on our own shit. That's what I'm bragging on. So I can do that. So
That's what I'm saying. Everything that come out your mouth, just like the conversation Wednesday with John, when I approached John about what he said, the first thing he did was duck and put Kenny in front of the gun.
I asked you a question. I didn't say I wasn't going to run you. When I first came to the show, I didn't try to tell you you was hurt. But who you need to be talking to is Rick. Listen up. We're going to be over there on the 23rd.
24.
I'm going to make you walk around the track with some pink drawers on like JC did.
Hold up. We're going to be over there on the 24th.
And I'm going to make you walk around the track with some pink drawers on like JC did.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you scared of JC, too?
Hey, matter of fact, I want you to put the bra on, too.
Hey, matter of fact, I know
DC
on his line somewhere. Y'all can't get him on. I know he on.
No, they don't
want to
get him on.
I know DC on
you. He's looking for you, letting me know that he on. We got another call. That might be JC. Go ahead, Mick, get that call, Mick. Hold on, we might have JC on the line. Hold on. Go ahead, Mick. 804-758-4, your mic is open. Is that him? Trick and Ricky. Yes, sir.
Look, this is the baddest motherfucking horseman of the bunch, and I'm going to put it to you like this. With John Wayne, PK cover, Big Kenny will fag it up, cover the rest.
You was a little distorted there. Say that one more time.
I said, whatever John and PK cover, we got that back, we'll cover the rest. Any deal they make on this telephone, they're good for their word.
Okay, who is this I'm talking to?
I told you.
You're talking to Mean Gene Stevens on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Hey, there you go, Chris, the cheerleader. Okay, nobody said that y'all couldn't back up anything that somebody said. The point that was made was until they got around you and Kenny, they weren't saying anything. You didn't even hear nothing from these dudes, whether it be phone call, internet, or anything.
And I'm saying is that we couldn't even buy a race until we got over these boys. So I'm going to be fair about this. We couldn't even buy a race until we got over them.
Hey, they just hate. That's it. They just hate. Don't worry about it, Gene.
Nah,
they're going to get what's coming to them on the 24th.
Don't keep on talking for a small, but I can't pick on somebody looking for you, man. That's what you do.
Y'all act like y'all was looking for me.
Hey, Chris, you know, I've been looking for you. Come on,
hey, wait a minute.
Hey, Pete, how long has it been? Hold up, Pete.
Let's put a little end to the madness real quick. Hey, Chris, can you click over and call Ron and get Ron on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, do that.
Please,
dude. We gotta give all parties an equal playing field to state their case. So.
He already told you he spoke to Ron, and I spoke to Ron 3 times. He already told you that. Where do you think he got the race from running the 8th and a quarter at the same time? Because
but
he wasn't running the 8th.
You tend to bend the truth a little bit, so we got to hear the other side.
Oh, yeah, I do? Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, Kenny, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Well, I remember that I come to the track and Chris jumped on me with 2 feet. I come to the track and he act like he ain't got no feet.
Shut up, dummy.
Yeah, I beat your dummy to another lane. I'll show you who the dummy is.
Shut up, dummy.
Yeah, you talk about, you just keep talking. I mean, you gonna call them damn lights.
Hey, Mick, do we have any more callers?
Huh?
I'm asking the engineer, do we have any more callers?
No, not at the moment, Ricky.
Okay, we'll carry on. You couldn't get him on the phone, Chris?
Hey, Gene, call JC, get him on the phone.
Let me call JC. Hold on a minute.
Put him on three-way.
Yeah, JC won't talk to you, probably. Hey, Rick, you know JC won't talk to you.
Hey, well, I send him a text message just like I send everybody else. If he ain't called in, then obviously he ain't had nothing to say.
Hello?
Hey, Rick, but you know he's old, though.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, he ain't answer the phone. And what was you saying, Pete, before I switched over?
Hey, Rick, you know, Jay-Z, old.
Say that again, Chris.
I was asking Pete, what was he saying before I switched over?
Hey, we were talking about Daisy Richards, and we weren't talking about you no more.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Man, y'all know Jay-Z going to bed, man. Jay-Z in the bed.
Now y'all say JC on the line listening. Now he gone to bed. As I said, if JC had something to say, he would have got on here and said what he had to say. I sent JC a text message, like I sent everybody else a text message about the show. So obviously he didn't have nothing to say. JC done stated his case to Roger on what he feel about me. Just as John has and whoever else out here in this world has. That's all good. When the time comes, new world order.
Well, Rick, I just want to get you shit. I was good raising that call way before I saw him with Tim in them.
I mean, I know the car been around, and I know John's car been around, but what I'm saying is, and I know, you know, it might not seem like that to y'all, but until y'all got with these dudes, that's when y'all really stuck y'all chest out with it and started talking a whole lot of shit. Before then, y'all wasn't like that. Y'all talk, you know, but John, you know, I use this for example. John talked real civil before all this happened. Now, oh my, I don't know who John is. That ain't the John that I knew. That's
you know what?
John.
You know what? All that internet talking all went along. You hear all this crap all went along. Then when the track racing season starts, then you don't hear nothing. Or you hear a whole lot of talking, but nobody's showing up at the track. I'm just like you. I like the race. I showed up at the track, just got the motor back, just showed up at the track. Because I wanted to run. If I was going to lose, I was going to lose. If I was going to win, I was going to win. That's the only two things that can happen, right? Win or lose. But I still come to the track and race.
Okay. So let me ask you this. If you would have went out tested your car just because you got your motor back, right? Just per se, I'm using a hypothetical situation. You went out testing before that.
and you had a problem. Are you going to show up to the track with your car?
Say that again?
If you went out, if you just got your motor back and you went out testing and you had a problem, would you show up to the track with you having that problem?
Yeah, we did it. Well, using Wicked Bird.
No, he didn't. He just said he came out with the car, and that was the first pass on the car with the
motor. And you know what? Ran Wicked Bird on six cylinders, since you want to know the truth.
You told me that already, but what I'm asking you is, I didn't say run the same day. I said if you went out testing before that, and you hurt your motor, you had a problem, would you still show up at a track to run?
We went out there Friday. We had a problem.
I'm not talking to you, Pete. I'm asking John the question.
I'm asking you.
See, this is a problem I got. Well, I'm asking one person. Somebody else want to talk. I'm talking to the horse. So I don't really care what he can say. I'm asking you. It's your car.
We heard the car. So we knew I tested the car on Friday, I guess it was. Heard the car. And we knew we had to run Wicked Bird off the trailer. So, yeah, we heard the car. We thought we had it fixed, and we ran him off the trailer. And we didn't have it fixed. Obviously, we didn't have it fixed. So, but he had more problems than we had. Let's put it that way. I ain't gonna joke on. He had more problems than we had, and we got down the track and got the win. Now, I'm not gonna come there. I wouldn't do it again. The car was flat in the lanes when he was running Wicked Bird, and I was like, man, do I back him up or do I let him go? Well, I let him go. And thank goodness it didn't do any more damage than it did. $24 worth of damage.
Let me pause you right there. With you doing that on a Friday and then running on a Sunday, but still saying, you know, it ain't right, but you're going to go ahead and race anyway. Do you see any problem with that?
Nah, I guess it depends on what the problem was. I wasn't going to give him no puck out.
Okay. So, yeah. I had the same situation, but it was
let me
day,
tell you,
it
if
was,
it was a $5,000 race.
But I want to tell you, I'm a fake-ass racer. So it's no different with what you did versus what I did. I did what was best for me because I didn't have enough time to go over the car. By the time we left Capitol that Saturday night, it was like 12 o'clock. You know, I'm not gonna run my body down just to try to get a car together just to make it to a race where
well,
I can possibly lose $3,500. So it was better for me to pay $800. But yet y'all called me a fake-ass racer.
Listen,
I'll let you talk.
Go ahead.
But for you
go
to
ahead.
Say that to me, that was real detrimental to me because I raced you twice in a week. Why? Because I had time. I broke my transmission, changed my transmission. That happened on a Friday and turned around and run you again on a Sunday. What you call me, a fake-ass racer?
It ain't just because of that.
I mean,
you know
how you say that.
Hey, man, you don't get in your feelings on that, Rick. I'm just talking
I'm
fast.
I'm not getting
don't
in my feelings.
Your,
I'm just saying I don't understand how you could say that.
Easy.
But yeah, you had a problem, but you
had
a problem.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna throw that nitrous
tomorrow. Basically, in other words, what I'm saying is, if I had my backfire on the Friday, I could have went over the car sometime that Saturday, figured out what was wrong, and came back and run y'all Sunday.
Let me tell you, we'll stay in that shop till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning if we know we got a race the next day. We ain't in the habit of paying no punk out. Matter of fact, we ain't paid no punk out.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't have that luxury. So if that's what I got to do, okay, cool. It hurt. I ain't going to lie. It hurt like a motherfucker to pay y'all $800.
I know it did.
But that's what I had to do. That's a part of racing. It happened. You know? Mario just went through the same shit. You know what I mean? He said he wasn't going to do something when he was in Darlington, and he did it anyway. Why? Because that was the best thing for him to do at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just a part of racing, but... You know,
I guess, Rick, you ain't got to shoot the man down and say
he this and he that, you know what I'm saying, when somebody got a problem. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Don't belittle a man because he got a problem. and then say he this or he that, or he ain't about shit, he a fake ass racist, he scared.
I mean, all that really ain't, you know, that ain't.
Man, that's grudge racing. That's grudge racing. You know that, don't you?
Nah, man. You know,
you know how you dispel that?
In other words, what I'm saying is, when you know somebody good, that ain't something that you should say to somebody that you know that's legit. You see what I'm saying?
You
know me as being legit because of how we went down before. So that's my gripe with you.
Hey, Chris. Hey, hold up. Is Chris still on here? Sorry about that. Chris on here?
Butler. Chris Butler.
Well, somebody get him on the phone. Kenny said he'll give Chris the break tomorrow and then with his car.
All right, Rick, it's 10 o'clock.
Run, tell that.
Oh, shit. Oh, hey, oh, okay, hold on real quick. Hey, Lamont just texted me, said he want to run you, John, with the Mustang.
He got to run seat first. Nando. Lamont going to get what's coming to him. Don't he already have a race locked in with Pete? I can't run six cars in one day, you know.
He could. Ain't nothing like bracket racing.
No.
2 rounds of qualifying and 4 rounds of competition, huh?
Hey, I don't run mine like that. I got out of bracket races for a reason.
All right.
Yeah, but I guess Kristen got off the phone. He don't want that trouble, huh?
Yeah, what was the race you said, John?
He got the brakes tomorrow with Kenny's car.
He got the brake with Kenny's car?
Yeah, since he come to BMP tomorrow, Kenny said he got the brake with his car.
In the corner, the break in the quarter, Ma, he got it.
Wow.
Now, is that really fair?
That's what they asked for.
Big...
All right,
look.
How's you going? I just said, let me. I ain't say nothing.
Don't you think it's fair?
Fair?
I mean, his car like yours,
I,
and he
asked
for more
than you. No, his car not like mine, but that's why I just cut it off.
Okay.
I can't speak for that man. I can't say nothing on his behalf. I just asked for that fit. I was thinking out of turn, but I can't say nothing. So I'm out.
All right, well.
My engineer
said it is what it is. When I was small, he didn't give me nothing. I'm going to get my ass ripped. Make it unfair.
What can he want to do? Get Chris the back tire?
Hey, we'll give him the break.
Give him the break?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, can he want to give you the break? Hit me back.
All right, Ricky. Ready
there
up?
You go. He relayed the message. Yeah, so, all right. It is now 10:02, and they cutting our time shorter and shorter by the week, but it's been fun. I appreciate all of y'all for calling in. I have copies of the Grudge Inc. magazine in my trailer. If anybody sees the other track and would like a copy, I'm on the screen right now for the initial copy. If you like a subscription, it's $25, 12 issues. I'd like to thank Mick for helping us out tonight. I'd like to thank Jay Barnes for, again, giving the Maryland area talk show to help bridge the gap between, you know, everybody and make the grudge racing scene come together a lot stronger than it has been. I'd like to thank everybody else to help me, Terry Samuel, Wayne Rogers, Rambo the Sports.
Hey, Rick, you should let him have the show. Turn into a full horseman show.
Well, you can call Jay Bonds and get your own show. How about that?
No, I want George. I'm gonna show you how it's gonna be done. Let me turn into a full horseman.
Look,
DMV show.
Listen. Okay. From having races to having a talk show to being a racer, I've been copied. Don't be a follower, be a leader, okay?
Man, don't give your family everything somebody say, man.
What did Chris say?
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying to you, Pete. Do not follow.
I'm listening. Bro, I'm listening. Go ahead. It's all good. I'm listening.
So right now, what you want to do is you following in my footsteps. Don't follow. Be a leader. Okay. That's the best thing you can do in life. Lead. Do not follow. I already got one person. Everything that I'm doing, he's copying what I'm doing. So don't you do it. I mean, it's not productive. So with that said, I'm done. It's been fun. And I'm still searching for new haters because my old one's starting to like me. I'm out, Mick.
All right. Anybody want to hear the show again, log on to grudgeinc.us anytime tomorrow after 8 a.m. I know later than 12 p.m. the show will be posted on there under the talk show board. Thanks again for everybody listening tonight.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us.